Wish to welcome you each and every one to the house of the Lord this day, this beautiful, most beautiful day, with the sun shining upon us, as we have come to witness that sacred ordinance of baptism. And I trust that you've come prepared to greet our newest member, Reagan Renee Guillot. We realize that her name will be recorded in that book of life this very day. And I'm sure that the courts of glory are truly celebrating with her this day in this holy ordinance of baptism. As a call to worship, I'd like to read from the book of Mosiah, starting with the 39th verse. And now, as ye are desirous to come unto the fold of God, and to be called his people, and are willing to bear one another's burdens, that they may be light, being baptized in the name of the Lord, as a witness before him that ye have entered into a covenant with him, that ye will serve him and keep his commandments, that he may pour out his spirit more abundantly upon you. And this is God's promise to you this day, Renee, as you enter into this waters of baptism, that he will pour out his spirit more abundantly upon you. And again, I'm sure that the courts of glory are rejoicing with you this day as you make this covenant, this promise of your service to the Lord. Shall we turn to hymn number 578 and use this to open our service? 578. Stand.
Yeah. almighty and everlasting and ever-loving Heavenly Father, we as a group of your saints and followers have gathered here to this special place at the waters of baptism. We ask, Lord, for you to receive our great thanksgiving for this magnificent day in which you've given us to enjoy. And Lord, you are witnessing your people that have come here for a special purpose for this hour. I pray that you would bless each one of them, that we might all together feel and witness your Spirit at work here in this service and this day. Heavenly Father, we ask that all our sins may be forgiven, that we may all be clean vessels, that we may witness a wonderful event here. We thank you for the gift of your heavenly angels that attend and preside and watch over these events. We ask also, Lord, that you would especially bless our sister Reagan and help her to have a never-ending memory of this great event in her life. We thank you, Lord, for the way that we can come to you and commit our lives as this. And so we leave this service in your care and ask that you would preside over this service. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
From the 7th chapter of Matthew, beginning with verse 22. Repent, therefore, and enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be who go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Isn't this a beautiful sunshiny Sunday in a beautiful place to witness a beautiful ordinance, that of baptism? Reagan, this church has been lovingly prepared for moments just like this. And it started a little over 30 years ago. Your family has had a hand in that preparation. Your grandpa EJ, he's left his imprint in the texture, in the plaster, in the stucco on these very walls, among many other ways, including cabinets, marker boards, and tack boards, and even the railings that are leading to the baptismal font. Your grandma Marty was heavily involved in the kitchen design. And I remember myself, your grandma Marty describing to me the very color in this room. If you notice this paint color here, it's really light And she told me it had to have just the right touch of blue. Not too much, just the right touch. We know your dad was instrumental in the installation of some of the carpets and tile. And your mom has been involved in many times in the finishing touches and many other projects in the church. I believe that all these efforts were offered in love for the general work of the church, but especially for moments like this. I wouldn't be surprised if while they were working on the church building, they actually envisioned this day where one of their loved ones was getting baptized. Your mom and dad have been working on another very special project that started exactly 8 years ago today. You see, this is Reagan's 8th birthday. This is the day 8 years ago that she came into their lives. And they've been working hard to prepare you for this very moment. They have set the example by being baptized themselves. They brought you to church consistently to learn of God's ways and the love of Jesus Christ. They've taught you to keep His commandments, to love others, to pray, to share your testimony, to believe, to hope, to repent, to forgive, and to just be a good person. They tie you these things so that you might choose for yourself to be baptized now that you've reached this age of accountability. When this church was built, it was done by the efforts of many individuals and families, not just your family. Likewise, your parents are not the only ones that have been involved with your preparation, but also your grandparents, your aunts and uncles, your cousins, teachers, and other members of Christ Church. Today, you are becoming a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. There are many important features of the church. I'm not going to talk about all of them today, but I do want to mention a couple. The first thing you have to start with is a solid and sure foundation. The cornerstone of that foundation must be Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 2, beginning with verse 18, we read, "For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." Another feature a church needs is a door. Have you ever seen a building without a door? Or at least a door opening or gateway. The door or gate to the church is baptism through Jesus Christ, by water and by the Spirit, as a result of your faith and repentance. And Reagan, you've chosen to enter through this gate today. Just like your parents set the example for you, Jesus Christ set the example for all of us. In 2 Nephi chapter 13, beginning with verse 21, And now, my beloved brethren, I know by this that unless a man shall endure to the end, in following the example of the Son of the living God, he cannot be saved. Wherefore, do the things which I have told you, I have seen, that your Lord and your Redeemer should do. For this cause have they been shown unto me, that ye might know the gate by which ye should enter. For the gate by which ye should enter is repentance and baptism by water, and then cometh the remission of your sins by fire and by the Holy Ghost. And then are ye in the straight and narrow path, which leads to eternal life. Yea, ye have entered in by the gate. Ye have done according to the commandments of the Father and the Son. And ye received the Holy Ghost, which witnesses of the Father and the Son, unto the fulfilling of the promise which he hath made, that if ye enter in by the way, ye should receive. We know that a church building is just another building unless the Holy Spirit resides within it. Like a church building, our earthly bodies are temples or vessels within which the Holy Spirit can dwell. Reagan, after you're baptized with water, you'll be baptized by the Spirit or have the Holy Ghost confirmed upon you. As the Holy Ghost descended upon Jesus in the form of a dove, it will rest upon you during your confirmation and remain with you. I like to think of our body as a vessel that can not only contain the Spirit, but that it may also flow from us to others as we witness of Christ's love throughout our lives. Also in that 13th chapter of 2 Nephi, wherefore, after he was baptized with water, the Holy Ghost descended upon him in the form of a dove. And again, it showeth unto the children of men the straightness of the path and the narrowness of the gate by which they should enter, he having set the example before them. And he said unto the children of men, follow thou me. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, can we follow Jesus, save we shall be willing to keep the commandments of the Father? And the Father said, repent ye, and be baptized in the name of my beloved Son. And also the voice of the Son came unto me, saying, he that is baptized in my name, to him will the Father give the Holy Ghost, like unto me. Wherefore, follow me, and do the things which ye see me do. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, I know that if ye shall follow the Son with full purpose of heart, acting no hypocrisy and no deception before God, but with real intent, repenting of your sins, witnessing unto the Father that ye are willing to take upon you the name of Christ by baptism, yea, by following your Lord and your Savior down into the water according to his word, behold, then shall ye receive the Holy Ghost. This Holy Ghost is very important. Life does not always go according to our plans. But Reagan, that Holy Ghost will always be with you and will always comfort you and guide you. Two weeks ago, my family and I, we were driving through Death Valley, and we spent all day enjoying the sights and the city that, I'll tell you, if you don't know, Death Valley is the low point, the lowest point in the contiguous United States. And just a couple hours drive, you can see the high point of the contiguous United States, and that's Mount Whitney. And so I was very excited to do just that, to go from the low point and to see the high point. By the time we got into the city, Lone Pine, it was night, and we rose the next morning, and I was hoping to see that magnificent mountain, and it was rainy and overcast. And I asked the woman at the desk at the hotel, I said, shouldn't you be able to see the mountain? She said, yep, it's right there. If those clouds weren't there, you could see it. And so I was disappointed. But we carried on our travels, driving along that mountain range, going south. And, you know, it was so cloudy, you couldn't see any of the mountains. Until one moment, when the Lord decided to thin the clouds out just enough, and through the windshield, I had to look several times because it was just right there. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And he thinned those clouds just enough to show me how beautiful that they are. And you know, our lives are full of lowest of lows and highest of highs. And it's important that we have that Holy Ghost to be there with us. And you know, at times he will give us just a glimpse of what blessings are in store for you if you remain faithful. His kingdom is so close, and only a thin veil separates us at this time. My advice to you, Reagan, would be to learn of Jesus Christ and his ways and pattern your life after him. This is the best and surest foundation on which you can build your life. Today, you're not only receiving the benefits of church membership, but the church is receiving the benefit of your blessings. The church needs the gifts and talents of Reagan Renee Guillo. And as you continue to grow and exercise your faith, more and more of those gifts will be revealed. This is a special day for you and your parents and your family. And there is much reason to rejoice. And we know that there is much joy in heaven looking down upon you today. And so we look forward to witnessing this moment and pray that the Lord's Spirit will always be with you.
We will now witness that holy ordinance of baptism as we witness Reagan Renee Guillo coming forward to make that covenant with her God and to be baptized by her father, priest Joe Guillo. Now, the three songs that have been picked out are some of Renee's favorites. So we'll be singing after the baptism Amazing Grace first, and then the old low path. So Reagan and Joe, would you take your places now as we witness that covenant?
Thank you. Brene Gio being commissioned by Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Happy birthday, Reagan.
Thank you.
I'd like to turn to the book of John now to read this account, that gift of the Holy Ghost. And starting with verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. The Holy Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Even so, amen. At this time, we will witness that confirmation of Reagan by Elder Bob Gilbert and assisted by Elder Mike Long. And I would ask that we might truly join them in this prayer of this bestowal of the Holy Ghost upon Reagan, even at this time. Will the gentleman come forward? Reagan, come up, take your seat and chair.
Almighty Heavenly Father, we call out to you just now in this very special purpose. Heavenly Father, we have witnessed our sister Reagan all the days of her life. We have witnessed her willingness to come and to share with your people in this place. We have witnessed how you have presided over her, the miracle of her birth into this world. Heavenly Father, this young sister has decided to follow Jesus Christ, as you know, and has gone down into the waters of baptism. And we are assured that her sins have been washed away and that she is now receiving a new chance to follow after her Redeemer. We are so thankful for her decision. And Lord, we know that there is a special church that we are members of that has been restored back to the earth many times to its perfect frame and order. And this is the church of Jesus Christ, even the church of the firstborn as it is in heaven. And we ask, Lord, now that you might bestow upon her membership in this church with all the rights and privileges that come with that, and also the great responsibility that comes with it, to seek diligently to help you complete your mighty work upon this earth. Heavenly Father, we now also, the most important gift that can be given, even as that dove came down and lighted upon our Christ, as his baptism took place, that he might show us the way We ask now that that mighty gift of the Holy Ghost would be bestowed upon Reagan, that Holy Comforter that will guide her way in the greatest and most darkest days of her life. May she be fully aware, Lord, at all times that that Holy Comforter is there and available, and that will guide her in the paths of righteousness. And so, Lord, we complete this baptism and confirm upon her all these things, that her life will be rich, that she may see your hand at work each day, and that she may be a mighty force for good in the days to come. And so it is, Lord, that we perform this ordinance in your church in the precious and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
It's the tradition of our church to present the new members complete 3-in-1. We'll be moving right after the closing prayer by Brother Mike into that prayer service. So if there's any that need to be excused, you'll be excused immediately after that prayer. But I invite you all to remain while we transition into that prayer service prior to the communion service this day. So shall we stand together and while that prayer is offered by Brother Mike?
Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we give you all honor, glory, and praise for your tenderness, your mercy, your forgiveness and love and compassion. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that has dwelt among us, and we pray that it would continue to go before us, that it would soften our hearts and unite us as one body, that Church of Christ. We're so thankful for that covenant that has been made, and pray that you would always be with Reagan and guide her, and that her life would be a testimony of you. And Lord, we just we praise you, and we thank you for all things. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This truly has been a beautiful morning for us to share in. As we witness that baptism and that new covenant, that she has promised her life to Christ. To always remember him, to keep his commandments. And now we are here to remember that precious gift in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.